Okay, here we go. Let's get into the last parak of Sefer Daniel, Parak Yud Beis, which continues the vision that he was seeing and his discussion with the Malach Gavriel. And the parak discusses what's going to be in the future. And towards the end, he asks, "I don't understand." And the Malach tells him that this is going to be Satum, Stubim v'chasumim hadvar ma'adin keitz. Even Daniel was not able to visualize every single thing, and when the Geula was going to come, it was taken away from him, and we just have to wait, and he's given a bracha at the end of the Sefer that he will be Tanuach v'tamal garol chalakeitz yamim, you will get your due in the future when the time comes. So this is the end of the Sefer, which ends off on a high regarding the what's going to be in the future. Again, a nevuah that we don't fully appreciate, but again, a couple of ideas relating to the Geula Ha'asida, which Daniel was, you know, thinking about as the he was living through the second Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and it was stopped, and he was depressed about it, and they were explaining there's going to be a Geula, and there's going to be a Geula Asida, but when exactly was not clear to him, even though he knew all the Golios, as was described throughout the visions in this Sefer. Uba Esahi, the parak starts off, Ya'amod Michael, Hasar HaGadol, at that point, the Michael, the great Malach, Ha'omed al B'nei Amecha, right, this is Gabriel still talking to Daniel. At that moment, Michal, the great Tsar, will stand to protect and defend your nation. Vaisa, let's even already stop there for a second. Michal Hamalach is very powerful. The Gemara says in Brachas that he could fly even just with one jump. But the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Bo discusses, Amar Ibn Nechemya, Bo re'e ahavaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Yisrael. See the love that Hashem has for Bnei Yisrael. Shari Malachi Ashari Shin Gibori Koach Osei Dvaro. Asana Kadosh Baruch Hu Shomrim LeYisrael. Hashem made Shomrim for Bnei Yisrael to guard them. Umihem Michael VeGavriel. They are the two great Shomrim. Shneamar Al Chomosayach Yerushalayim Ifkadati Shomrim. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Who are the Shomrim? Michael and Gavriel. VeKiven Shebasan Cherev. Michal Yatzav Hikabahem. VeGavriel Hitzil B'Mitzvah Shoshal Kadosh Baruch Hu LeChananya VeChaverav. Throughout history, the people who needed help, you know, these malachim came and helped protect them. Skipping a little bit later, says the Medrash, Kishem Shasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Bolam Hazeh B'Yan Michal VeGavriel Kin La'asid Lavo Yasal Yedehem. Just like in the past, Michal and Gavriel have protected us throughout history, though we might not have realized it, but so too in the future. Shene'emar, and he quotes the Pasuk in Yavadya, V'Alo Moshim Bar Tzion L'Shpot Esarisav Zeh Michal VeGavriel. Rabbeinu HaKadosh Omer, Zeh Michal La'atzmo, Shneamar, he quotes our Pasuk, Bo'esehi Yamod Michael, Sara Gadol Ha'omid Al B'nei Amcha, K'shu Toveya Tzorcheim Shel Yisrael Medaber Aleihem. Michael is always the one that's protecting Klal Yisrael. Va'omer, Ein Echad Mitchazek Ami Ki'im Michael Sarchem. Michael is the one, and the Medrash describes how Samael, the Malach HaMavis, is always trying to be Mekatreg, Kategar, and Michal stands up and is the Sanegar, bringing the Schuyos of Klal Yisrael. So that's this pasuk right here that says that Michal will stand up. There will be a time of Tsaris, Ashelo Niyasa Miyozgai, Ada Esahi. That has never happened before. There'll be a Tsara that will never happen before. Some part of Kibbutz Golios, right? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Chevle Mashiach will be something that will be, you know, very terrible and tragic even to live through. Chevli Mashiach. Some of the great Amoraim, right, said something that we can't even fathom. He didn't even fathom. Ula, Tzadi Chesem Abeis, Yesei V'lo Yachminei. Ula says, I want Mashiach to come, but I don't want to live through the Chevli Mashiach. V'lo Yachminei. V'chein Amar Rabba, Yesei V'lo Yachminei. And Rabba says, Rav Yosef says, no. Amar Yesei V'ezki, V'esa V'tula D'kufisa D'chamer. Rav Yosef says, let him come, and I'll sit in the shade of the dung of his donkey. Meaning it doesn't matter. I just want him to come. I want him to come. So says the Gemara, Amar le Abaye l'Rabba, my time is, Rabba, why don't you want to live through it? Ile mimishim dechevlo shel Mashiach, v'atanya. But the Gemara says, there are ways to get out of living through it. Shalom tamid avas Rabbi Lazar, ma yasad lam yinatsa mechevlo shel Mashiach. How do you get out of going through the difficult times of the chevle Mashiach, the labor pains of Mashiach? Yasok b'taro gimilas chasadim. And you have plenty of taro gimilas chasad. So he says, Shemagar machet, la Yaakov Avinu is also worried, so I'm not sure if I deserve it. But the Gemara says, these amaram, v'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan, yesei v'lo achmini. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'd rather not see it. I'd rather not see it. And his brother-in-law, Reish Lakish, asks him, why is that? Is it because it's going to be terrible? And he continues and discusses it. But it's going to get a very difficult time. That's this pasuk right here. There's going to be tsaris as if there was never tsaris before. Never tsaris before. Obviously, we hope that this has already been fulfilled, right? Not that we wanted it to be fulfilled, but the nevuah has already been crystallized, and that is, of course, what happened in World War II, right? That's what the Mishpat Zozov talks about this on page Shin Samachay. L'chora hayanira l'sha'er, sha'apasek u'nevuah ala sho'ah ha'ayumah, sho'avar alam Yisrael b'Europa, what we went through, right? There was never anything like it. There's never been anything like it in terms of quantity and quality. And the pasuk says in the continuation, at that moment, your nation will be rescued. Whoever's written down in the sefer. What does that mean? There were certain people, right, throughout the World War II, the Platim, right, the survivors. The Holocaust survivors, and that's they were kasuv basefer. They were written down by hashgacha pratis. Hashem decided that these were the people that were going to live through it. Ubetia hashgacha, and he quotes: Shekol misha yisro v'yinatzal miosa esara. Whoever got through the war, who misha yia nimsa kasuv basefer. They were the ones that were written down. Ubetia hashgacha pratis miuchedes alav. Ubenise nisim sheiru imo yisro v'yishar lapleita. Every person has a story. Right, what they saw, everybody, they have their own sefer. You know what they saw. Right, the quotes from Rav Aaron Mibels that anyone who got through Europe alive, Shnei Malachei Ashari, so Yushomer Malav, Umalav and also Kolazman. Hashem sent two special malachim to take care of that individual, because they were kasuv basefer. They were this, why were they kasuv basefer, not others? That's not our question. That we don't know. But that's what this pasuk is referring to, right? Could be, right? Daniel says it's going to be an Esara, and then we saw Rahman al Islam. We realize that Rabbi Yochanan and Ula, right, they see the Holocaust and they say, you know, we can't live through it. It's too terrible. It's too tragic. But now it's done. We hope El Hashem. And we're just waiting for the geula. Continuing the psukim. Verabim, next pasuk is crucial. Verabim yisheni ad masafar yakitsu. And that's what's going to happen. Many of those who are sleeping will awaken. This is the most mefurish pasuk for Tchias HaMesim in Tanakh. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sadi Bezim and Aleph discusses what is the source for Tchias HaMesim in the... In Tanakh, minan tchias ha'mesim in the Torah, shenemar. So the first thing we want to quote a pasuk in the Torah: Yechi Ruvain va'al Yamos, Yechi Ruvain ba'olam hazeh va'al Yamos la'olam haba. Ravina Amar mehacha. Ravina says our pasuk: V'rabim miyishene admas afar yakitsu. Right, they will. Many of those who are sleeping will awaken. Let's just read the rest of the pasuk for a second. Eile l'chaye olam. These will go for everlasting life, and these will go for everlasting embarrassment. But again, they will wake up. Right, then Rav Ashi quotes another pasuk, the end of our parak. You'll stand up. So two of the three psukim that Chazal quote for Tchias HaMesim are here in our parak. Yeah, Chazal say also as Yashir, right? Yashir is refuge. This is the pasuk again, therefore, that speaks about Tchias HaMesim. The Rambam in his Igeres Tchias HaMesim quotes this pasuk to prove. He says again, there's a question. The Rambam doesn't talk about Tchias HaMesim so much in Mishnah Torah, in Mor Nevuchim, even in the Parachelik, he just mentions it. But he has a whole maimer, Igeres Tchias HaMesim, and he says there, Mashlo Nishba Beuma Machlokes Halav Ve'Imbo Pirish Klal. Right, nobody's ever argued on this concept. The Kfar Zachra Gamkin Daniel Zikaron She'ef Shalafarsho. Right, Daniel already mentioned it, and he says a pasuk that you can't explain otherwise. And he quotes, V'rabim yisheni ad masafar yakitsu. He quotes this pasuk, and he quotes, Aketzla v'tuach v'tugorach al-baketz ayamim. So he quotes both psukim that the Gemara quotes here from our parak. Tchias HaMesim itself is obviously one of these other semuna, number 13 in the Rambam's Ani Mamins. The question is, how do you read this pasuk? V'rabim, they will wake up. So does this mean many but not all? Many, but not all. How do you understand that? But there's many. We assume kol yisrael yishlem chel olam haba, except those few. Maybe that's what it's referring to. But there is a discussion about what does this mean? They'll wake up and they'll go l'chay olam and they'll go for embarrassment. Right? The rishayim are going to get tchias ha'mesim too, or they'll just stay. So some say it just means that no, it doesn't mean that they will be woken up for embarrassment. It means they won't be woken up, and that'll be what's embarrassed. Others say, if you look in the Yad Ramah has a long discussion at the beginning of Perek Chelek. We discuss is maybe they'll be woken up and they will be woken up to be punished. Right, and this eternal punishment for the Rishon Gemurim that are discussed there. But again, these are psukim that. And concepts that we don't know so much of, but again, it's a discussion here relating to this concept. The Chavetz Chaim, Mishra Zalzov quotes it, but the Chavetz Chaim in a letter has Dvarim Nifloim regarding this pasuk that Eilu L'chaye Olam Ve'Eile. He quotes there from the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim says, "B'derek klal, we know, we all believe in Tchias HaMeisim. We all believe that we're going to be resurrected. But what does that mean? First of all, he says you have to daven for it. Right? We say in Shmoneh Esrei, Mechaye Meisim Berachamim Rabim. We need Rachmanis. It's not Magia Lanu L'kol Echad Ve'Echad. We need Rachmanis. But then he says, when Tchias HaMeisim comes, we're going to get our same neshama back that we worked for and used and shined and cleansed and worked with, you know, our entire life. Our guf and our neshama. Our guf might not be there. Big machlokas, and as we've shown him, is there going to be an olam agufos, olam aneshamos? We don't know. But the Chavetz Chaim says, lo tinatin bo neshama chadasha, ki im osa haneshama shahaisa bo bizman ayosa bo olam hazeh beguf ha'adam. We're going to get back our same neshama, right? That's what we say every morning. V'yata asid lit lamimeni, ulahachzira bi lasid lavo. You're going to return it back to me, that same neshama. So, if that neshama is clean and pristine and pure, so it's going to be amazing. Im neshama zachu brura de Torah ma'asim tovim, what we've done tashuv laguf gam kink she zachu brura, and that's going to be elam chayolam. But if it's moluch leches ayde avonos upshayim, that is going to come back to us moluch leches, and therefore it's going to be hard for us. That's going to be lacharafos lideron olam, because we're going to get back our same neshama. V'kama simcha v'nachas ruach yelo lo adam asalavo k'shenishmaso tiyazaka u berura. That's what we have to yearn for. Our job in life is to cleanse and keep our neshama clean and pure and pristine, and that's what the Chavetz Chaim says is the pshat of this pasuk. Continuing, v'hamaskilim, this is still Gabriel talking to Daniel, v'hamaskilim yashiru kizar harakia, and those that are maskil, right, Rashi says, those who are osek batorah uvamitzvos, they will shine. Kizohar Harakia, right? This is the Lashon that Kalmali comes from. Kizohar Harakia. Umatztike Harabim, kachochavim lo'olam va'ed. And those that are matztik the Rabim will shine, will be like stars forever and ever. Who are matztike Harabim? So the Rav Sadi Gaon here quotes, Elu malamdei tinokos umochichei Yisrael. These are the teachers of children, specifically, Malamdei Tinokos. He's quoting a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra has two days here. Who are the Matztike Harabim? Either they are the teachers, as he said, that's the second day of the Gemara. Elo Malamdei Tinokos. Right? The first one is our Elo Gaboi Tztaka. Those that collect Tztaka and are Mastik the Rabim in that way, help them do the mitzvah of Tztaka. But the Malamdei Tinokos, let's just read that Gemara. Kigon Man, like who? Amarav Kigon Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. The Rav Ashkelel Shmuel Bar Shilas, one time Rav found him, that Vikoi begins, he was in a garden. Armalei Shavakti Lehem Nuseich. Why aren't you in the classroom? What's going on? Amarlei Chatzleser Shnin Delochazili. I haven't been in this garden for 13 years. Vahashda Nami Daiti Alavahu. And even now, I'm thinking about my students. My students never leave my mind. That is Matztike Harabim. Are those that never, you know, have their students off their mind. The Marsha says that's why they're compared to Kochavim, to stars, because stars you don't always see, but they're always there. So to a Rebbe might not be visible to the students, but the Rebbe is always speaking about this, thinking about the students. Shakochavim gam biyom roin umishtamshim laolam, aval eina nirin kain, kain yeh malamdei tinokos, apashino nira lahem yeh mefakeach v'roel yezdaito alehen. They're always there. Right, a Rebbe is always thinking about his students, no matter what, like the stars. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz also in the Sichos talk about why the Matztike Rabim gets such infinite schar. right? Kachovim la'olam va'ed. La'olam va'ed. So he quotes a beautiful idea. So he quotes, how is it possible that the Rishonim are going to get, right, the Chazal say, Rishonim are going to get their schar in this world, right? Rasha v'tovlo, because they get the schar in this world for the mitzvahs that they did, so in the future, they don't have to get any schar. But you can't get a schar for any mitzvah in this world. Schar mitzvah by Amaleka. So how do you even give the schar to the Rishonim? So, Mizana Lamedim Yesod Mafil, he quotes this in the Sichas Musar Maimer Tzadi Dalit. He quotes, She'erech haschar hamagia la'adam avarkiyam ha-mitzvah, eino yosir mimasha adam atzmo ma'arich u'machshiv es ha-mitzvah. The schar that we're going to get is commensurate with how we're machshiv what we did. Like, if we're not machshiv what we did and we think we don't, you know, it's not so great, so we're not going to get such big schar for it. Where do you see that? By Esav. Right, Esav sells the Bechora, which is worth infinite. He sells it for a bowl of lentil soup. How did that mekach work? Right, Eich neskayim mekach, hari bo'ono, yeser mishus batel mekach. Right, it should be batel. The whole thing shouldn't have worked because the whole thing there wasn't a transaction. But shuvel azehi to Esav, it worked. Kimeacher she Esav hu bailam ala Bechora, hari shavi hu kefi erka etzlo. You go by his value for the Bechora. And because he didn't value it more than a lentil soup, that's how much it was worth. And therefore there was no onah. And therefore, if you think that it's infinitely valuable, this mitzvah, then you're going to get an infinite amount of schar. But that's why Rishonim can get their schar in Olam Hazeh, because that's the erech that they give to mitzvos. But that's all about your own mitzvos. If you're mezakeh the rabbim, so then you're going to get schar for other people's mitzvos. So how do you get schar for that? So it can't go by like how you're machshev it. You didn't do the mitzvah. So it must be objective. Then it must be objective. You're going to get schar objective based on the mitzvah. That's why it's going to be infinite. Because a mitzvah has infinite value, and therefore, if it's nothing to do with your hachshava of it, but it just has to be objective, that's why the Sichas Musar, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitt says, that's why Masigei Rabbim will be kochavim la'olam va'ed. The Klei Yakar also discusses this in the beginning of Parsha Shmos, where the Bnei Yisrael appeared to kochavim, and he says there also, kochavim are nireh at night, after Shkia Sachama. So too many tzaddikim are only visible at night after they pass on. That's when they see, right, they're gavus, and that's when there's no, you know, ulterior motives involved in any of their actions, just their hashpa is felt. Ki amatzeg rabim ein chit bali yado kadesh shalu yehu begehenem v'tamidu geneden, right, that he gets schuyos for all the mitzvos that he caused. That's matzdiki arabim. V'yata Daniel, and now says Gabriel, stom advarim. Right, close off the words, meaning don't clarify exactly when the gula is going to come. V'chasom ha-sefer ad eid keis, and close it until the time comes. Some of Farshim explained this was l'tovatenu, because if it was exactly when the gula is going to come, then that's it. A, it's depressing because we know exactly when it's going to come; it's not coming anytime soon. But also, it's interpreted specifically. It's done if it's given in a very unclear way, then it's subject to 20 different interpretations. And therefore, if we merit, then the interpretation of having it come sooner could be the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in. V'chasom ha-sefer ad eitz keitz, yishot to do rabim. Meanwhile, many people could ponder what these psukim mean. V'tir behadas, and knowledge will increase in this way. V'ra'isi ani Daniel, v'nei shnayim achir mamdin. Then Daniel says, I saw two other angels. Echad heinu l'sfasa ya'or, v'echad heinu l'sfasa ya'or. They're each on the edges of the ya'or. The Barbanel says, maybe two other angels, is referring to Christianity and Islam, who both recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the future they're going to come. V'yom le'ish lavush habadim, asher mimal me'me ayor. I said to the one who is lavush habadim, one of the administering angels that's above them, an masa keitz haplos. When is the keitz going to happen? V'eshmasa ish lavush habadim, asher mimal me'me ayor. I heard him say, v'yorim yamino u'smalo ala shamayim, and he raised his figurative arms to heaven, vayishava b'chei ha'olamim, and he swore in the name of God, in chei ha'olamim. Interesting, chei ha'olamim. We say in Baruch Sha'amar, Baruch chei ha'olamim. The Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, has a whole tshuva, whether it should be chei ha'olamim or chei ha'olamim. In chelik aleph, simin kuf mem aleph, he discusses this. Kriyas chei ha'olamim bibracha, ki ha'am poskum ha'shdiya se'ifim. He says, some of them say chei, some of them say chai. goes through what should be the true pronunciation. He quotes and discusses the Rambam in Hilchas Yisodi HaTorah in the second parak, where the Hakadosh Baruch, where the Rambam talks about Hakadosh Baruch Hu's midos of living forever. He says there, Hakadosh Baruch Hu makir amito v'yodea osa kamashia. Hashem has self awareness. Ve'eni yodea b'dea shichus bimenu. Not like we have dea, that his knowledge is separate from him, that he can know and that he cannot know. No, avala borei hu v'daito v'chayav. Echad mikol tzad and mikol pina shilmali hayachai b'chayim v'yodeya b'deya hayushem alos harbe. If it was separate from him, then there would be more than one God. Nimseis omer hua yodeya hua yadua hu deya atzma hakol echad. We don't even know what that means. Saying the words, and that's why lefichach omer chay paro v'chay nafshecha ve'ein omer chay Hashem el chay Hashem. Shena borei v'chayev shnayim kemo chaye gufos achayim. So he talks about the different pronunciations. You say chay Hashem. So here it says chay ha'olam. Okay. So that's what Rabbi Akiva discusses. So the Levush Abadim swears to Daniel and says, ki lemoed moadim v'chetzi, the time, times, half times. Again, all this is very oblique and unclear. Ukechalos napitz yalam kodesh. When the holy people stop scattering, then all this will be finished. If we didn't understand it, we're in good company. Daniel says, I didn't understand it. What is this? I don't understand this. Right? It doesn't become clear. The Ron writes in Adrasha that Daniel was close to the end of the time of Nevuah, and that's why also maybe it wasn't clear. He wasn't on the level of clarity of Nevuah as was earlier. But again, things become clearer afterwards. The Medrash says that Moshe got the stick, Mated Datzachat Ash Ba'achav. They originally didn't know what that meant on the stick. After the Makos, they realized. So here too, he says, I don't understand. Vayomer Lech Daniel, and the Malach says, Daniel, go, ki stumim v'chasumim hadvarim adin kates. Things are closed. It's closed at Ace Kates until the time comes. Rav Nevinzal writes in his Sefer on Shmos, on page Reish Lamites, Kabbalah Satorah, first was Nasa Venishma, but then, step two, you have to use your mind as much as you can. So first step was Stumim V'chasumim HaDvarim. Right, that's it's closed. Don't try to understand it. Don't be makabel based on understanding. It's just nasa v'nishma. And then afterwards, try to understand it. Yizbaru, just like here, it's stumim. And then afterwards, yizbaru v'yislabnu v'yitzarfu rabim. It will eventually become clear. V'yirshiyu rishon v'liyavinu kol rishon. The rishon will continue to do wickedness. V'amaskilim yavinu. The maskilim will understand that they can't understand. Umeis husar tamid. A couple of more simanim. When the tamid stops, v'lasi shikut shomim. And the avodizara in the base of Migdash. Yamim elef masayim v'tishim. Some type of yamim, sometimes come in days and years, 1,290. Ashrei hamechakeh v'yagia. Praise is the ones that waits, v'yagia. Right? Reb Nevinzal says also in his Sefer on Vayikra, you mechakeh for something, you'll get it. You try to get something, you'll get it. And others say it means only those, like the Gemara says at the beginning of Chelek, those who wait for Tchias HaMesim will be zochet at Tchias HaMesim. Ashrei hamechakeh v'yagia. Right, the Ritva says that at the end of Maseches Tainus. The Ritva in Tainus on Daf Lamed says somebody. The Gemara says that somebody eats on Tisha B'Av will not be zochet to participate in the Geula. Says the Ritva, Kalocha the Ubasa v'Shos Yam b'Tisha B'Av. Allah Vakaz V'Amer V'Tiyav V'Nosam Alas Mosam Pirish. The Ain Las Mosav Tchia B'Tchia Samesim. Ha'asid Lios B'Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Lo Osan Shemesu B'Galas V'Chigul Yeshua. Aval Adayin Efshar Sheish Lezet Tchia B'Yomadin. There's another. There's two Tchios. This is also a big discussion. The Ritva is a believer of two level stages of Tchia Samesim. The first one will only be the people who hope for it. The second one might be all, says the Ritva. But when it's going to happen, the pasuk ends off. Another number, Elef Shlosh Mio Shloshim V'Chamisha. But either way, the Sefer ends off. Ata, Gabriel says to Daniel, Lech Laketz, go to your end, V'Tanuach. You could rest. Right, some of Farshim say, the Reishis Chachma says, it means that he's not going to have any Gilgul Neshamas. He's going to rest until it's time. V'tamo L'Garolcha, L'Ketz HaYamim. And your girl will stand up L'Ketz HaYamim, right, something that we say at Alavaya. This is Sefer Daniel, all about the past, but also about the future. Okay, we'll stop here.